escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Join us tomorrow at the Chesapeake Inn, Restaurant, and Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. We'll be doing the show there.
Come on.
I've heard it's a great place. Midday show said it's great. Have not been there yet. Excited to go there tomorrow.
Imagine we'll be trying crab cakes.
You will.
Oh, that's right.
Crab cakes and football. That's what Maryland does.
Yeah. ChesapeakeInn.com if you'd like more details, but we hope to see you down there. Let's do a Mount Rush 4.
It's Spike's Mount Rush 4.
Ah, I felt this was like an important Mount Rush 4 for me to do as top 11 voting has started today. 94WIP.com/top11. You vote on your top 11 current athletes in Philadelphia. So last year, Joel Embiid was number 2 on the listener list. It was actually very close to number 1 as Bryce Harper was number 1. Curious what Bryce will be as well. Now, Bryce will still be on the list, I would imagine, but we talked on Friday, and it seems like people will not even have Joel Embiid in their top 11 list, the top 11 athletes in Philadelphia. So, for Mount Rush for today, I'm giving you the 4 reasons why Joel Embiid should be in your top 11. And again, I'm not saying he needs to be 1 or 2 or even 3. One of the top 11.
Okay.
Here is reason number 1. Joel Embiid is one of 2 players in Philadelphia currently who has actually won an MVP award. Not a runner-up MVP, not a should-have-won an MVP. He's actually won an MVP.
Yeah, but did he win a Super Bowl MVP?
He did not.
Okay.
He won a season MVP.
Unlike my quarterback.
Right, correct.
Could have had multiple MVPs.
Could have. Could have had 3.
Yeah.
You know? So that is reason number 1 as you were filling out your top 11 list. Reason number 2, he is one of only a few players in all of Philadelphia who could possibly be considered the best player, one of the few best players in his sport next year. There's nobody on the Phillies. There's nobody on the Flyers. There's a couple of guys on the Eagles. But I'm not saying it's definite, but it's certainly possible that Joel Embiid could be one of the best players in his sport next year. Number 3, he has had 1 bad year. Since he started playing for the Sixers, and it was last year, agree, he has had 1 bad season for the Philadelphia 76ers. Only 1. I am saying you can punish him for that bad year by moving him back on the list, but moving him out of the list seems insane to me.
Disrespectful.
And number 4, he is one of the 5 best Sixers in the history of the franchise.
Mm.
Still on the team, still playing next year, we think, we hope.
Mm-hmm.
Again, my plea to you, or not my plea, I'm not begging you, I don't care. But my reasoning to you is, you're going to be filling out your list and you're going to go, no offense to this guy, I'm just picking out a guy.
Oh, God.
Oh, Cooper DeJean. Like,
why that guy?
Can we be real for a second? Cooper DeJean has played 12 NFL games.
Yeah.
He wasn't even the best rookie cornerback on his team.
He can't
be on the top 11 list before Embiid is on the top 11 list.
Which center deserves to be on it more?
Like, Cam Jurgens. Cam Jurgens.
Or Joel Embiid.
I know. It's like Cam Jurgens. God bless you. But you're going to be filling out your list. You're going to be like, ooh, Cam Jurgens.
Dude, he played in the NFC Championship game with a broken back and
come
then
on,
came
man.
Back for
come
the Super
Bowl.
Great player. What did your boy do?
Great player. Great player. Great player. But to put him on the list in before Embiid is on the list, a player, again, one of the few, I'm thinking best players at his position in the sport he plays in. We're thinking about AJ. We're thinking about Lane. We're thinking about Saquon.
Saquon, yeah.
That's it.
Jalen Carter.
Jalen Carter. There you go. But, like, it's only Embiid. So, you can be mad at him. You can think maybe he's not going to have much of a future. But at this point, until we're sure he doesn't have a future, I think he deserves a spot on the list. That is my argument to you, the voter. And I'm going to be taking out ads on WIP, voting ads as well.
It is pretty ridiculous. Like, I feel the energy to keep him off just because it's been such an annoying year.
Annoying.
But at some point, I mean.
At some point what?
He's still an M-goat.
Oh, he's M-goat now?
Yeah. Like, he's still Joel Embiid. I mean, he is still top.
Is he?
Well, he might not be, but he still
until
is.
Until proven not.
Well, he just showed us that he's not.
1 year.
Right.
One bad year, his entire career.
I agree.
One bad year.
I agree.
I'm saying out of respect for the career so far, very possible he's not on it next year.
Right.
If we have another year this year like last year, but could you imagine? Here's what I want you to imagine you're doing.
Yeah.
Let's say he comes back and has a normal Joel Embiid year, which even includes losing in the second round. Mm-hmm. But let's say he plays 57 games, averages 31.4 points, 10.4 rebounds, 4 assists, and you're like, yeah, not one of the 10 best players in all the city, or 11 best players in all the city. You're going to feel foolish.
Yeah.
You're going to feel foolish. Just, you got to, at a certain point, the resume, look, Bryce is not having a great year. Mm-hmm. Bryce probably won't even be playing by the time you're voting on this.
Yeah.
You know? That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying he deserves to be in the top 11.
Yeah.
That's
I hear you.
That's
I hear
all.
You. I hear you. It's going to be tough.
I know. I think you're not even going to have him. You know what? I think
it's going to be tough.
I think deep inside of you, I know you're an Embiid guy.
Yeah.
And you're going to be filling out the list and you're going to have him at 9, 10, or 11. I think you're going to do it. I don't know if you're going to do it. Jack, I don't know. I don't know how many Phillies he can put on the list. He's going to put Aiden Miller on the list.
Yeah. I was
I respect the top 11. So
okay.
Take a deep breath.
Okay. You going to have Embiid on the list?
I plan on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You going to have him above Jalen?
Nah. No. No.
Okay. All right.
I'll have Jalen ahead of him.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Hit the breaking news.
Make your list authentic.
All right.
Let me tell you this.
Yeah.
Lay off Cooper.
I like Cooper.
Lay off Cooper DeJean.
I like Cooper.
Nah, I didn't say you don't like him.
Okay.
But don't minimize Coop now.
I'm not minimizing him.
Sounds like it.
I'm just saying how many regular season games did he play last year? 12?
12. How many postseason? Four.
Four? Yeah.
He played 16 games last year.
More than Embiid.
Let me tell you this. Let me ask you this. If you were to take a poll in the city.
Yep.
On this. You mean to tell me you think this city wouldn't have Cooper DeJean as one of the top 11 athletes in this city?
I'm saying it's fine.
I'm just asking you, do you think they would?
But here's what's happening.
Now, somebody else may get kicked off. This is not about Embiid versus Coop. This is, I don't think you believe Coop deserves to be one of the top 11 athletes in the city. And that's why I disagree with you.
Not over Embiid.
Sure. He's more deserving than Embiid.
Oh, no, he's not.
He's not more deserving than Embiid?
No. No.
Pick six in the Super Bowl.
Great.
Pick six in the Super
Bowl. But overall.
He's the most versatile outside of Zach Bond. I can't forget about Zach. He's the most versatile defensive player we have.
Great. And maybe when he has several more of those years.
Sure.
He's played 1 year.
He's only had one opportunity.
Yes, and he played great. He played great.
Then I see something where, was that PFF?
Yeah.
Where they had Coop rated higher than Quinyon Mitchell?
They did.
Was that PFF? I didn't know if that
PFF.
Was them or somebody else.
It was PFF. I'm almost certain it was PFF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just know that it's not just me that thinks that,
I
love Quinyon Mitchell. I think Cooper DeJean had a better rookie season. I didn't say he's the better player.
Yeah.
Quinyon is clearly the better cornerback.
Uh-huh.
Quinyon can't do as much as Cooper DeJean does as a defensive player.
Are you going to have Cooper DeJean ahead of Quinyon Mitchell?
Yes.
Okay.
Are they both going to be on your top 11 list?
We'll see.
Yeah. Okay. This is highly anticipated. Yeah, so Cooper was number 11 and Quinyon was number 16.
Number 11.
Cornerback.
Cornerback.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the entire league.
Oh, today we like PFF.
Well, I said, yeah, today is one of the days.
They also said Jalen's not elite.
But then they had him as the...
Then they tricked me because they had him in the top five.
Yep,
so, yeah,
I was
sort of confused on that day.
It's
going to be hotly contested.
Look,
top 11.
I want everyone to vote not just with your heart, but with your head. You know, I want you to take emotion a little bit out of it.
Yeah.
That's all.
Cooper's a Swiss Army's knife.
He's going to be playing safety this year.
You become real cooped up this offseason.
I was cooped up last year. I wanted him to draft him in the first round.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So I just see it when it's happening. I see the wave. I'm part of the wave.
Yeah, the summer of Coop. He hasn't turned down one opportunity this offseason. Yeah,
watch how he comes out in balls this year.
He will. He's still young. Yeah. He can still do that
stuff. Bounce back.
Yep.
Come on, man.
He'll be fine. Yeah, it's just like such a bummer, right?
It's a bummer?
No, Harper's going to be down a list. Like, Embiid's going to be down a list.
Yes.
Like,
one and two left.
These are two all-time greats. Like, how come our guys have to get screwed, but every Eagle's the GOAT? It's just like...
Well, there are guys, too.
Well, sure. Fine, I guess. Yeah. It's just sickening. You know, their careers are pretty much over.
I'm just telling you. Embiid is possibly the only Sixer that makes the list.
Yeah, which would be fine.
That's if people choose him over Maxey.
And they should. Embiid, like, when he's playing...
But Maxey was the best player on the team this year.
I guess, yeah. But he still wasn't very... I mean, he was fine. He had a good, like, three-week run. To be honest with you, I was a little disappointed in Maxey this year. From a play standpoint...
You got a hard on Maxey.
Well, I was a little disappointed in him in that he did not seem like... I admired some of the leadership he showed, talking to Embiid when he had that meeting. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he exhibited that leadership on the court very much. And I thought it was a hard season that he could have like bared down. And it seemed like he got very frustrated. And it's human. It seems like he got frustrated.
He's not
he let
ready
it get to
assume
him.
That role.
No.
Yet. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he's like,
a franchise player.
He's not. Yeah. He's a good player.
No, he's a Robin.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that.
All right, 215. You can vote right now, 94WIP.com/top11. Don't have Cooper Jean ahead of Embiid. Ken from Cinnaminson, you're on WIP. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
What up, Ken?
Well, I think we're looking at 2012 all over again, guys. And I think that's where we are with this baseball team. And it's why running it back with the same core group of players after last year was what was frustrating for the offseason now seems catastrophic. And it's why you can't really talk about signing Kyle Schwarber to an extension in season, because you've got guys that, I don't want to say stuck, but you've got guys that you don't have any flexibility with. You don't necessarily want any flexibility with Zach Wheeler. You know, you have what you have with Bryce Harper, you have what you have with Trey Turner. Aaron Nola, you're literally stuck with Aaron Nola. And, you know, if you're going to have to break up the core of this team, which you're probably going to have to do if this is really 2012 all over again, then Kyle Schwarber, you know, he can't be here. You've got to get more athletic. You've got to get better defensively. You've got to get younger, faster, guys that are going to put the ball in play. You've got to do all of that. And so it would be irresponsible to re-sign Kyle Schwarber until you see how the season plays out. And if they were to do it, to me, it's just because they're making a play to keep people in the seats, which obviously it's a business and it's part of the business, you know, acumen kind of conversation. But it's more of a play to keep people in the seats than it is to try and reboot this thing before it does turn into 2012, and we're looking at another 10 years until we're back in contention for the World Series.
Well, real quick about keeping people in the seats. First of all, I don't think they're going to re-sign Kyle Schwarber during the season. The second thing is, I don't think it keeps people in the seats. I think the Phillies have had plenty of instances over the years where just because they have one or two good players that people like, people will find other stuff to do if the team isn't good anymore. I mean, they've always done that with the Phillies. The when the Phillies aren't good, this isn't like an Eagles thing where when the Eagles aren't good, there's still like a full stadium. It's just, it's the summer. There's too many other things to do. So I think instead of in the seats, what I would say is they shouldn't resign him just for fan service to make everybody happy. I agree with you on Schwarber. I think he's a great player, but the truth is that like this offseason, if they do think the core is dead, does represent a bit of an opportunity in that you get yourself off of, like, you're not paying Schwarber anymore. You won't be paying Real Muto anymore. You're 1 year left on Castellanos. The only thing that I would disagree with you on is when you say returning the same core, I just don't know what choice they had this offseason to not return the same core. You could have sold low on Alec Bohm or something, like, but I don't know. You don't have a lot of players who are trade assets, so I don't know who they're trading to get better. And I don't, like, they didn't re-sign anybody. So I don't know that they had, from a responsible financial standpoint, I don't think they had an opportunity to not return this core.
Well, I mean, I haven't looked deeply enough at who moved around in this offseason to say one way or the other. I mean, obviously, they were never in play for $750 million for Juan Soto, nor should they have been.
Yeah.
But it just feels – it felt like the frustration came from the fact that there had to be other things that they could do. I mean, Max Kepler felt like Whit Merrifield to me all over again, and it certainly has the whiff of that again this year. But ultimately what it comes down to is there's now six playoff spots, right? So most of the teams that are in the National League will be at least mathematically within striking distance until, like, you know, the middle of September. So when I talk about keeping people in the seats, you know, it's the difference between being a team that's going to be a legitimate World Series contender in years to come in the foreseeable future, or it's going to be one of these teams whose you know, kind of goal for the season is to stay relevant and maybe sneak into the playoffs, and, you know, which is unacceptable when you've got the fourth highest payroll in baseball. But I have a feeling that, at least for Jack, but people like Jack who you know, kind of staked their whole summer on the Phillies, I have a feeling part of the reason people are feeling so down today in particular is not just because they got swept by the Pirates, and not just because, you know, you don't know when Bryce Harper is going to be back and be 100% again. And if he is, will he be a diminished version of himself going forward? But because it's kind of the realization that's starting to set in, like you said earlier, we very well probably have seen the best of this group of players. And you don't want to look back at this, you know, next offseason or the beginning of next year and say, you know what, they waited a year too long to start to dismantle the parts of this team that they could dismantle to try and reload and regroup and stay relevant longer. And my fear is that's where they are. And I've been a season ticket holder since they opened that building. So I'm not the kind of guy that only shows up when they're good, obviously. So that's just my concern, is that's where we are right now.
Yeah. And that, to me, that is the worst case scenario, because I don't see a quick fix. I don't. So even if you moved off of JT and Kyle Schwarber this offseason, are you reinvesting that money in another star player?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. This going to probably cost you more than those guys.
Yep. Or do you wait another year and then Castellanos is gone and Taiwan's off the you know.
And your young players, our best players, are the pitchers. Even with the hitters, are they going to be good enough to really make a real difference? They got to go through their growing pains of getting in the majors and getting adjusted to the majors. So you still don't become a competitive team when it comes to being in the playoffs. We may be looking at 2 or 3 years of this.
Well, that's why I think it's a little depressing, more than, you know, just your average 9 out of 10 losing streak, is because the realization, I think, is starting to set in. These guys aren't getting any younger. And, you know, we kind of have what we have. I don't know what you could have gotten for Alec Bohm. Apparently not anything that they felt matched his value, but clearly the Phillies valued Alec Bohm more than any other team in the league. So,
well, yeah,
you know, I mean, when you're young guys that you bring through the system, and you can't call them the daycare anymore. I mean, Alec Bohm's getting ready to be Jack Fritz's age, for God's sake.
Mm-hmm. Over the hill.
When these guys, well, apparently, you know, given his arm trouble.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Arm's fine.
You know, when they don't get any better, you know, you're kind of stuck. So that's kind of the concern when you look forward is, yeah, there's a lot of young guys, and people are talking about bringing Justin Crawford up right now, and I don't believe he's a major league hitter right now, but we don't know. But the fact is, when you bring these guys up, if they don't progress from where they were when you brought them up, this is what you wind up with. You wind up with these young guys who just stayed stagnant, didn't get any better, and you're stuck, and it's a crappy place to be. And I hope I'm wrong, but, you know,
You never have been, Ken. You never have been.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So. Yeah, well, it rarely happens.
We're waiting for the day, right, yeah. Ken? We're waiting for the day.
Ken, give us your favorite movie from the 2000s that came out in the early 70s.
My favorite movie from the 2000s that came out in the early 70s?
I'm just joking, because all of your answers are usually from a long time ago.
So you want my favorite movie from the 2000s?
Yes.
Geez, I don't know. I read the Lord of the Rings books when I was in high school. So
yes,
I really
Spike.
Liked those books because I read the books when I was in high school. Mm. So.
All right.
It doesn't make me a dork.
No, well.
Other things make me a dork.
There you go. All right, fair enough, fair enough. Thank you, Ken. Jack, have we passed the point where they do the Kevin Long thing?
Well, Rob Thompson has said he thinks he's the best hitting coach in baseball, so.
Oh, well, then.
Certainly doesn't scream like they're going to fire Kevin Long.
Would he do the over my dead body thing? Like, yes. Would he? Do you think Rob Thompson would say, hey, if he goes, I go? Like, at what point? Rob Thompson doesn't get to make that choice, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, because Charlie obviously loved Milt Thompson.
Yeah.
And after they fired Milt Thompson, he said, this isn't Milt Thompson's fault.
Right.
You know, this is the players letting Milt Thompson down. So, I mean, it might not be his choice. I mean, they might feel like they have to do something.
Yeah.
And I don't think firing the manager's on the table, but like, I don't know how. There he is. There's the Ike.
No.
Is it time to talk about
my thing is not Rob Thompson, just Rob Thompson. If the players like him.
If it was like Kevin Long or
yes, Rob. They're not going to get rid of him if Bryce Harper and Cal Schwarber are saying don't get rid of him.
Yeah.
And they're not going to get rid of him.
And he said the players like him in the cut that I have.
Well, you know what, though? Whether they're going to change anything because Kevin Long gets fired, I don't know. Bryce Harper already knows how to hit. Kyle Schwarber already knows how to hit. The hitting coach is, like, really isn't pertinent to me. I'm glad Bryce Harper likes
him.
And
by the way,
Bryce Harper's not even playing.
By the way, if they like him, then it should hurt more. That's the thing.
Right. Yeah.
Listen, I agree with you guys, but this is what this organization has done, which is listen to those guys.
Yeah.
Well, I believe that's part of why Rob Thompson is back. They wanted him back.
Right.
Like,
well, and sometimes.
So maybe all or nothing at the end of the year where they just get rid of everybody at the end of the year.
I think sometimes, too, that like we think the person that loses their job, that it was their fault.
That's the implication.
Right.
Yes.
It's not always. Nope. Not in sports.
Yep.
And it also doesn't mean that person should have kept their jobs. Sometimes somebody gets fired. It's not their fault. Like, it's happened here a number of times. When Doug walked away or got fired or whatever, I don't know if it was Doug Peterson's fault, whatever. Yeah. I don't know if it was Brett Brown's fault when he got fired. I can't stand Doc Rivers. I don't think it was his fault.
Let me tell you, dude, you lose two or three games in a row in the NFL, it changes the whole atmosphere in the building.
Right.
Everybody feels like somebody can be fired or cut.
Yep.
Because, you know, that's you know, what is that? That'd be 20 games equivalent to what baseball is. So you do that in football, man. We get everybody's butt gets tight. You lose a couple games in a row in the NFL because some player is going to get released, or you know it takes a while before you go to an assistant coach. Like that position has to be doing awfully bad for them to get rid of them. But I just say that to say in the NFL, players' mindset. It's so much more comfortable in the NBA and in baseball. Whereas in the NFL, man, you could be released during the season with no problem.
Right. They'll find another guy.
Yes, they will find another guy. You start losing in the NFL, everybody gets nervous.
I wonder if there's a wake-up call that helps. I don't know.
Yeah, well, the one that I keep coming back to is a send-down of Marsh. Like, it's not firing a hitting coach, not firing a manager, but he is... been a part of the team for the last couple of years. He has a minor league option left. He looks kind of lost. I mean, defensively, he's made some bad reads. I know he had the good catch. But, like, a Marsh send down.
And then bring up Crawford?
And then bring up Crawford.
Or play Rojas more.
Well, I think Rojas is going to get the lion's share this week.
Okay.
Awesome.
I think at a worst case, they feel like he's going to catch the baseball.
Well, I've heard he's a great defensive player.
He is a great defensive player. Yeah. He's got unbelievable range.
Minus arm. Coming up next, CJ GJ, still talking.
Yeah. Yep. He sounds over it.
Could always count on him for that. I love CJ GJ.
Always in the chat.
Yep. Yep.
If they don't win this year, CJ GJ is going to let everyone know.
Oh, yes. He'll be the first one to let us know.
Yep. We will tell you what CJ GJ had to say. 215-592-9494. Do you think the Phils are going to get themselves out of this? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Our show today sponsored by the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina. We'll be there doing the show tomorrow at the Chesapeake Restaurant and Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. Our show from 2 to 6. We'll be there hanging out. ChesapeakeInn.com for more details. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. The best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. More deserving to be on the top 11 Philadelphia athletes list, Cam Jurgens or Joel Embiid? Now, Jack did spell Cam Jurgens wrong.
Yeah, well, autocorrect.
Yeah,
I said can. All right, Cam, everyone gets Jurgens. The point.
Oh, okay. Yes.
What do you think the vote is at, Cam Jurgens or Joel Embiid on the Twitter poll, Ike?
Cam Jurgens.
What do you think the number is?
Knowing this fan base, I'd probably say 75%.
55%.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's not bad. It's not bad. Does it make you feel?
It is what it is. It's just like, come on.
I'm going to just make a small prediction.
Yeah.
You're not going to like where Embiid is at on everybody's list.
Well, it is what it is.
Yes.
I'm at peace with it. It's not emotional for me.
Okay.
I just think.
No, it doesn't sound good.
It is.
Well, what if he's probably going to miss out on a lot of people's list.
He is.
Yeah.
It's fine. I just think it's an emotional response instead of a.
But it's hard because
a logical response.
Yeah.
Like, are we going on a resume or are we going on
what? It's everything.
Okay. Well,
I'm going on the last year.
Well, if it's the last year, then Bryce shouldn't be on the list.
Well, I should be on the list.
He's on the list. How high is he on the list? And believe me, he wasn't that high on my list.
Okay.
Yeah. Can't wait to see what stupid eagles you have in front of him. What?
Okay, all right. If it's for the last year.
Here we go. Now we're yelling. Now we're getting tight.
No, everything should be okay. You relax. If it's for the last year, Jalen shouldn't be that high.
Oh, now you're turning it around. Now
you're heating up. If it's for the last year, he had a so-so regular season.
Yeah. How are you doing the postseason?
He had two good games.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's not
the two biggest games.
But that's not the last 12 months. It doesn't make you one or two or three or four.
It makes you high on the list.
Who's had a better year, him or Jalen Carter? Jalen Carter. Who's had a better year, him or Saquon Barkley? Saquon Barkley. Who's had a better year, him or Jordan Mailata? Jordan Mailata.
Mm.
I'm just saying.
I don't know about that one.
I'm just saying.
Sounds like people should just put Embiid on the top 11.
Are you trying to knock Jalen down my list?
No, I'm just saying, if it's about the last 12 months, it's like... All right. One guy who is not eligible anymore is CJ Gardner-Johnson. Mm-hmm. He is a Houston Texan. He did an interview with a Houston reporter. A couple of quotes for you here, Ike, about CJ GJ. Quote number one, it wasn't about money. If it was about money... everybody would have been gone. How can I say this the most respectful way? Saquon deserved it. Zach deserved it. But the reason behind it, the fans don't deserve that reason. It's deeper than that. The fans don't deserve, quote, it's about the money. Because if that was the case, my contract was safe.
So what do you think he believes it was about? He's obviously saying it wasn't about money. It was personal. Is that what he's implying here?
I think
I mean, that's what it seems like he's implying. It
now,
was personal.
Now, if I were CJ GJ, I'd rather people think it was about the money.
Right.
You know, I'd rather people think I was really good. They just couldn't afford me.
Right.
But he obviously feels some type of way about whether it's Howie or Vic or Nick or whoever, you know, made the decision. Here is another quote. Now, this seems like it is about the league as a whole, not just CJ GJ.
Mm-hmm.
I feel highly disrespected, but it's a business. Never was an All-Pro or a Pro Bowl. Never. Led the league in interceptions. What more do you want? People say he's a hazard. He's this. He's that. I never been no hazard, bro. They got real issues on me. The black ball ain't going to work on me because I got a ring. I got me one. I got three more championships in me. I'm probably going to win the next three. I'm going to get me another Super Bowl this year. Just watch.
He might.
He
could. Where was he at? No, Houston. Houston. No, he's not getting a Super Bowl.
Probably signed. They signed Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
They love signing. They're taking a shot on these.
They're going to the graveyard. Yeah. Yes. Well, it worked with Joe Mixon last year. It was pretty good for him.
I mean, it's notable that CJ GJ hasn't been anywhere for very long. And I think that speaks to he's probably right. You know, it probably wasn't about the money. It was probably, it's hard when you say it's about the money because you look at the money and the question is he worth that? Mm-hmm. And they made the decision, he's not worth that. Now, does that make it about the money or does that make it about him as a player? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I know what you're saying. Yeah. So here's what I would say to this. This was obviously about whether or not they wanted to move forward with CJ GJ in the locker room with their defense, being one of the vets with that young defense back there. How would the defense be if he was the strongest voice in the room? They've had Slay there, they've had BG there, they've had Fletch there over the years. So they were able to sort of keep him corralled. And his voice wasn't necessarily the dominant voice, even though from what I've heard about CJ GJ, his voice is always the dominant voice because he's always talking. And a lot of it is just fun banter. He's the loudest, for sure. He's a chirpy guy. He likes to chirp a little bit and has that sort of energy. And obviously there are decisions that he made that were even off the field that maybe they didn't necessarily want to be associated with. Celebrating during the parade and the Super Bowl stuff. You know, I know everybody got excited and was drinking that day, but, you know, CJ had some other things going on that maybe they didn't want to be.
The Taylor Swift thing?
Yeah, with that, and then he was on his pod or somebody's pod on live stream smoking weed, and maybe the Eagles don't want all that stuff.
Yeah.
As an influence to their young guys on the team.
I hadn't really thought about the fact that aside from Zach Bond, he would be the most veteran guy on the defense.
And he has a dominating personality.
Right, yeah.
Like, Zach Bond is more reserved, and he would really be the energy on that side. Problem is they don't have anybody to balance it out now. And and then Slay saying what he said.
Oh, yeah?
That was a little underlining, little dig there about who he thought would be the leaders moving forward.
He said,
and that's when CJ was still on the team.
And it's notable because Elliot has brought up a bunch of times, you don't want to have a guy who's on the last year of his contract, who you're not going to pay on the defense. Well, Reed Blankenship's on the defense, and he's on the last year of his contract, and nobody seems to, they don't mind having him there.
They don't mind having Reed around.
You know, it's,
yes.
It's not just
BG played on the last, not this last time, but earlier he played on the last year. So some guys will play on the last year of their deal. Josh Sweat played on the last year of his deal.
Yep.
And again, it's fine if you want to move on from CJ GJ. But he did bring a certain level of tenacity to that unit that we had hadn't seen.
I agree. And I would have been fine if he stayed here. I had no problem with CJ. I liked him as a player. I like him as a player. I know he's a little bit of a risk taker, a little bit of a gambler. I'm okay with that. He's going to give up some plays, but he made some plays. He made a lot of plays at the safety position. Here's what I would say to CJ. I wouldn't push back against this whole notion about the money and that being sort of the issue. Would you want the Eagles to say you're a bad teammate?
Right, yeah.
Your locker room cancer? They didn't do that to you.
No.
They didn't go,
it was a pain in the ass, worth the trouble.
They didn't put dirt on your name when you left out, you know. So you'll get a chance to make whatever it is you're going to make over there in Houston and further your career. But I don't know. Like I said, I wouldn't have had a problem if they kept him, but I also feel like they probably had a reason as to why they wanted to move on from him.
Well, honestly, the fact that he keeps talking about it is tells you what they might be thinking.
And he wasn't happy to remember. We remember the first time he left.
Yeah.
That didn't go well either.
No. So is he going to be on the Eagles in 2026, I guess, after Sidney Brown doesn't work out?
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, had they lost the Super Bowl, I wonder if he's back. Like, it's almost like winning the Super Bowl makes it easier if they didn't. Make that kind of
how, yeah. How many interceptions is Quinion going to get now that CJ's not here? Is he going to have five this year?
At least five.
Yeah.
At least five.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Fellas, what's up, fellas?
What up, Chuck?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, I'm a little concerned, man. I'm generally concerned, man, you know, about this Phillies thing. You know, and I ain't even concerned about the Phillies because they're just a bunch of idiots. That's a stupid franchise. I've never seen one.
You're concerned about Bryce?
Might not be. What you say, Ike?
You concerned about Bryce?
Yeah, you know it, man. Because attaboys might be gone. Attaboy home runs might be gone. Batum at the bank might be gone, you know.
Yeah.
It looked the same, man. It's such a long time. You know, it just looked bad, man.
Mm.
You know, and I'm really genuinely concerned about him, man. His wrist, all these nagging injuries, you know, home runs. I don't know if he's been dealing with that all year long. Yeah, I'm just concerned, man, for my boy Bryce, man. You know what I mean? He's the greatest athlete in this city, and I'm concerned for him. I really am. Genuinely concerned for him, man. And you know, here's the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
That team that they got, they need to break them all up. All of them need to go. All of them need to feel the wrath of this city right now. Because they had every opportunity to get it together, and they have not done it. And Dave Dombrowski, the worst GM in the city, him and the Sixers GM, you know, those two guys disappointed us, man.
Hey, John. Hey, Mark. You know, how you doing?
Yeah.
I'm done with the Phillies. And for you to say, like, we shouldn't throw in the towel?
Nah.
You came into the season with skeptical.
I did.
We know what we see.
I know. Here's what it is, Chuck. Now, believe me, I may be on this raft by myself. So you know how that is with me, man. I've already flipped once. I can't flip-flop again just because they're going through a little bit of a tough stretch right now. So, I'm going to go down with the ship with them. I am. I'm going to hang in there. It's a lot of baseball left to be played. I may wind up with egg on my face. Oh, well, it wouldn't be the first time that I've gone down with the ship in this city. So I'm just going to ride it out with them, man. I don't think I deserve any type of award for it or anything, but I'm just going to ride it out with them, man. Got a lot of baseball left to play. What, we got 100 games left?
Yeah, but just you like Kate Winslet off Titanic. You jump back on the ship when you ask you to stay to that boat and save yourself.
He wow. does love Titanic.
You know I mean? And I know exactly what scene you're talking
man.
About.
You know I mean, you jumped off of it.
Yep.
You knew the scene wasn't going to be nothing. I mean, listen, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Right
now, you listen, here's the thing, Chuck. You're probably right. Like, you're probably right.
I want a new team. I want to get a Shane Victorino. You know, I want Jimmy Rollins back. I want those guys. I want, you know, Ryan Howard, man. We don't know how good it was until it's gone, man. Chooch. You know, those guys. You got a bunch of choir boys on this team, man. These guys ain't got no heart. Alec Boehm shouldn't even be a player in this league.
I can't even fight for Alec Boehm anymore, yeah. Now I'm back to that.
Yeah.
You know what
good.
I mean? I'm telling you, he's not a Major League Baseball player. And Bryson Stott, oh, my God. These are the guys we're dependent on.
Trey Turner's been playing pretty well, though.
Trey Turner stinks, Spike, and you know it.
He's been playing well.
The acquisition that we've ever, close to the worst that we've ever come across, the $300 million.
Yeah.
He hasn't given us anything for that.
He's leading the league in hits.
Close. You know what I mean?
Six in batting average.
That's better than him.
What's that?
What did you say?
I said he's leading the league in hits and six in batting average.
Okay, and what is that equating, Spike?
It equates hits. I don't know what to tell you. It's more hits than anyone. What's that?
But listen, we got swept by the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yes.
Listen, about the top 11, right? Let me say this, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you my top 11 in a couple weeks, y'all, right?
Well,
right.
But next
I'm going to tell you who's on the top 11, right?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you who's on the top two. We reached top two in the top 11 right now.
Okay.
Jalen Carter is number two on that list.
Okay.
He should be.
Hmm. Jalen Carter, I love it.
Yes,
love
yes.
it.
He might be the best defensive player in all of football.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, why would
and it was plus 3,300 for defensive player of the year.
Interesting, you knew that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You think he's not the best defensive player in the league?
I think he has a chance to be, yes.
I think he is.
I'm with you. I agree. I mean, listen, you got to go out and do it again this year. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, Jalen Carter, could be one of the most feared. Now, you got some other outside type of pass rushers that get a lot of credit. You know, the Miles Garretts and T.J. Watts and all those guys. But, yeah, I'm with you. Jalen Carter.
Nobody commands the attention. He gets triple teamed sometimes, man.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I say these guys, you could put anybody on that line when you're going up. You know, when you put somebody next to Aaron Donald, you put somebody next to a young Fletcher Cox, you know, Bruce Smith, Reggie White, those type of guys, they're special guys. You could put anybody on that line and they should be able to eat.
Yep.
I'm telling you, this guy is like a game-changing guy. He's the best.
Then who's number one? Chuck, you said Jalen Carter's number two.
Number one, it ain't Joel Embiid, I tell you that much.
Okay.
But number one, Spike,
yeah.
If you want to know, I'm going to say Saquon.
Oh, all right.
Not bad at all. Certainly the right answer.
I got a feeling that would be a unanimous decision around.
I don't know if it's going to be unanimous.
I think there's
Saquon
versus old QB1.
Yeah,
might be the debate of the century.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be the debate of the
century. I'm telling you, we're going to have that. Oh, yeah. Chuck, do you have a favorite movie of the 2000s?
I'd pick Joel 12th on the list, Spike. I would.
All right.
He had to get that.
Didn't ask you, but do you have your favorite movie of the 2000s?
Yeah, I'm gonna stay on the Christian Bale wave. I'm gonna say American Psycho. I like that movie.
That is another good one.
Great flick.
Yeah,
loved American Psycho.
Yeah, love American Psycho.
They turned it into a Broadway musical that I saw with my wife. Yeah, it was.
They turned American Psycho into a Broadway musical,
dude. It was crazy. It didn't last very long, as. Most Broadway is not about mass murder.
Right.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Good movie, though.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You seen that one, Jack? You seen American Psycho?
I think I'm thinking of American History X. Is that the other one?
That's American History X is Edward Norton.
That's the one where I get screwed up. So, no, I haven't seen the other one.
Yeah. American Psycho, Christian Bale, Jared Leto's in American Psycho. It's a pretty good flick.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's good.
Yeah. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike. Hey, Ike. And my man, Jack.
What's up, Tasty Cake?
Well, I'm just listening to the show every day.
And minding your own business. Yeah.
Spike, you and Ike are such tremendous debaters.
Masters, but, some would say.
But today, you debated against yourself. It was fascinating.
How's that?
Well, you made a very compelling argument for Joel Embiid, and part of your criteria was that when you have an athlete that can be the best player at his position, he's got to be on the list. Isn't that what he said, Ike?
Yep.
Well, you want to lump Lane Johnson in with the rest of the offensive line. We'll just put the whole offensive line in there.
No, here's my issue is that, it's simply a numbers game, is that if we put offensive linemen on there, there's a chance that 40% of the list is going to be offensive linemen. Nobody wants to see that. So
Jeff Stoutland does.
Well, yes.
Lane Johnson is number three on that list. And the only reason he's not higher, and he should be, is you can't bump the top two guys. The top two guys are so tremendous that Lane can't bump them.
Ooh.
And that's really saying something.
Ooh, who you got in there as your top two guys?
Well, you got to put Saquon as one.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
And Zach Wheeler got to be two. No
Ooh.
Question about it. No
Ooh.
Question about it.
It's the light Zach. Down.
Yeah, I mean, Zach Wheeler has an argument for it, absolutely. He's been over the last 5 years, the best pitcher in the National League, like, in total.
Right.
I think you could say that, absolutely.
Best big game pitcher in the sport.
And he will be hurt by the Phillies' current performance.
Yes, he will.
And he has literally nothing to do with it.
His last outing wasn't great.
Last outing wasn't great, but by and large, pitcher's tough.
Yep.
You know, a pitcher's tough.
I understand what you were saying about, you could put 11 Eagles on that list.
Well, I think
I had 12, actually. I had 12.
Yeah, I think a lot of our listeners are going to.
He's got 15. He's going to put Tyler Steen on it over Embiid. Yep. Yep.
Offensive linemen need to have a skill set. There's a lot of different responsibilities between an offensive tackle and an offensive guard. They're their own position.
So are you going to put Landon Dickerson on your list?
You're daggone right I am.
Okay. Cam Jurgens?
I don't know, because then you said it. But
see, we all have our lines, right?
Jalen Carter got to be on that list.
Of course,
Of course.
Jalen Carter got to be on that list.
Of course.
And
Jalen Hunt off of what he did in the playoffs.
He's got to be on that list.
I agree with you.
He does?
I agree. So
I don't know if he does. I don't know if he does, Tasty Cake.
Look at how they switch sides. So you're saying you want Cooper DeJean, but you don't want Embiid. Don't make me make this a race thing.
Okay. Cooper DeJean.
Am I still here?
I'm sorry.
I had to quickly give you a scouting report. So they got me out of bed today, and I went to the gym to do my rehab exercises. And I look out on the courtyard, Spike, and the camera is lighting this guy up one-on-one.
What?
And, yeah, I'm
they
sure.
They only played up to 8 because the guy had to go back on his dialysis machine.
No, there we go. But
I had to do it.
No, I love it.
All right. Tasty Cake, you got a favorite movie of the 2000s?
I do it. Meet the Parents.
Oh, that's a great one. That's a great flick. Thanks for the call.
Greg Falker?
Yep. It's a good flick.
Yes.
I never saw any. I had no interest. How many?
Well, it's Meet the Fockers.
Three of them now.
Yeah.
And there's Little Fockers.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, no desire.
Yeah, I'm out. That
Meet the Fockers was good.
Yeah, Meet the Fockers was good.
Little Fockers is where he did the line.
This is all making me nervous, actually.
I know it is. I know
The third one, it jumped the shark.
Yeah. But the first one was great.
And then the first two, then the second one wasn't bad for a sequel.
Yep.
But you couldn't leave it at that. You didn't need to do another one.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Ben Stiller was in that, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate him now, though.
Yeah, so, I know. You're out on Ben Stiller. Yeah. I mean, he is embarrassing. Didn't he want a parade for Thibodeau?
He said he wanted to take him out to dinner and tell him how much he meant to the franchise.
Then take him out to dinner, Ben.
Yeah.
Go ahead. He's available.
I'm sure you can get his phone number.
Well, just like the loser Mets fans. Like, they wanted to throw a parade for last year's Mets teams.
In fairness, first of all, they should have been throwing a parade for that Mets team last year.
They made the NLCS.
I know. I'm just saying, though.
At least the Phillies fluke run. We made the World Series.
Well, listen, we celebrated like we made the World Series when we just got into the playoffs last year.
No, we didn't. Not last year.
They had the big party? I mean, us as fans. I'm talking about them.
Yeah. The Phillies did.
Fans. No.
Phillies
not us.
The Mets fans wanted to throw a parade for last year's Mets team.
But if you're the Knicks, they went over the top, but it has been a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a long time.
Ben Stiller. He's not even an actor anymore. He's just a Knicks fan.
Hey, he had a nice run in the 2000s.
Oh, he did, Ben Stiller. Absolutely. Something About Mary, Ben Stiller.
Short guy with big feet.
Zoolander.
Yeah, Zoolander was terrible.
You got to watch Zoolander again. I'm telling you, the second watch, it gets funnier the more you watch it. Jack, what's coming up in the top 5 at 5? Everyone wants to know.
Most questionable things I saw from WIP host this weekend.
Oh, this is going to be a good one.
WIP host? Where the hell did you see WIP host?
Yeah, online.
Oh.
Oh,
and
okay.
And on some of their shows.
Oh, is there going to be a Jolly clip in there?
I actually had to take Jolly out. I had to take Jolly off the list for someone else who needs to be addressed in the top 5.
Wow. Uh-oh. All right. I'm looking forward to that. Anytime we can talk about other hosts when they're not here.
No show's better.
I am in for it. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.